The other thing is more information on neoadjuvant. There are two interesting trials there. One of them is the intergroup study, which Kathy Albane has presented several times now, and they presented an update at ASCO this year. Now, let's just look at the basic question. The basic question here, if we look at the overall question, is what should be definitive therapy for patients in addition to chemotherapy in a neoadjuvant preoperative setting? This is stage 3A N2 disease only. The patients were randomly assigned to radiation therapy, to complete radiation therapy, or to go to surgery. Now, actually, they started with a little chemo and radiation, although chemo radiation in neoadjuvant has never been shown to be better than just chemo followed by surgery, rather than all three modalities. But they started with partial radiation and chemo, and then the patients went to surgery, or partial radiation and chemo, and then they went to complete their radiation. Surprisingly to many people, the overall result was very similar whether the definitive therapy in these 3A N2 patients was surgery or RT. Now, to me, this is not such a big surprise. Where do we fail here? It's not the local therapy. The radiation therapist does a really good job. Our good surgeons who are used to operating mediastinum do a very good job as well. It's failure to control the systemic disease is really the biggest problem of all. So again, they presented yet another update. The median follow-up is 7 years or something like this, 8 years now for stage 3, please. And again, there was no significant difference. Well, that didn't stop them from doing lots of subset analyses. And they said, well, you know, there appears to be a benefit to doing surgery in people who only required a lobectomy. The people who required a pneumonectomy didn't do better, so maybe we need to do more lobectomies. I don't think that's the answer. I think the reason is people who require a pneumonectomy have more tumor. So we will need separate trials that prospectively ask the question, do people with lesser disease in N2 benefit from having surgery rather than RT? But let's face it, when you have mediastinal nodes involved, especially more than one node or more than one station, your chance of having metastatic disease is extremely high. So that study, its real result was it couldn't tell a difference between the two. So that's one study. If you want to believe their subset analysis that maybe if you got a lobectomy or had lesser disease, those people should go to surgery, well, we need really truly a prospective trial. There was another trial presented this year asking a fairly similar question from the EORTC from Europe, presented by Dr. von Mierbeck. Pretty interesting trial. 570 patients got one of three different popular chemotherapy regimens. They did not examine their results by these popular chemotherapy regimens. They looked for any response whatsoever, including a minor response. 62% of those patients, so 300 and some odd, had a minor response or major response. They then went on to be re-randomized to chemo versus RT. So 570 got chemo, 300 and some odd, 60% of the total, were randomized to chemo versus RT. What were the results? Exactly the same again for surgery versus RT. Actually, a slight benefit for the RT arm, but about 17 months median survival for these stage 3A N2 patients getting chemo followed by RT, and then about 16 and a half months for the patients getting surgery as their definitive treatment. If they looked at the entire group, all 570 who came in, it was about 13 and a half months, not much different than Dr. Dillman's study from 15 years ago of chemo followed by RT, published in the New England Journal then. So again, you have another study that set out to see which should be the definitive therapy, unable to say that one was superior over the other.
What about choice and patients who are not going to have surgery, choice of regimen that integrates chemotherapy and radiation therapy?
Yeah. Well, many people still think that this is an open question, whether you should have chemo and RT together or not. I heard lots of discussion at ASCO asking the question, did we have less problem with interaction between chemo and RT when we were giving some of the older regimens with plant alkaloids or not? And, you know, I don't really know the answer. It's pretty hard to open the book back again. Everett Vokes showed in his randomized phase 2 that you could give RT with most of these regimens, although you had to recognize that there was some problem. A few of these agents have some minor pulmonary toxicity. Perhaps we want to avoid some of those, but those are more theoretical than demonstrated. So I find it difficult to favor one regimen over another for either chemo RT or for chemo followed by RT.